Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. You know, I see you in there. I know you're with me. We're going to be in chapter 12 of Luke this morning. Right now, let us all go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this study this morning, to make it yours, Father, and not mine, but yours, and to lead us into thy word and give us the revelation that you want us to have. And I pray that he will open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can walk upright and straight along that pathway of righteousness so that we can make heaven our home. Father, I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. We've got a good study here. It's going to find out that it's not short. It's not a short, real short study. Back there is 44. Let's see. We got 59 verses in this chapter 12. So let's see what the Lord has got for us this morning. Now, in verse 1, it says, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. He's got a multitude so great that they're actually walking on each other. Now, you know, that's a pretty good multitude. And he starts off here in this first verse by giving them a warning of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Warning you and I against it. In other words, always claiming something that we don't have. Claiming to be something we're not. That's all hypocrisy. We either are his child or we are not. And there's no middle fence or middle ground. It's just yes or no. Now in verse 2, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. You know, you've heard me speak many, many times about you don't hide nothing from the Lord our God. Nothing. He knows everything about you. Every thought is all known. Now, 3. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. In other words, it's all coming out. So be careful of what we say and what we talk about. Because those that are the children of God should be talking about him and about heaven and about his word, helping to lead others to the Lord Jesus Christ for repentance and the forgiveness of their sins and get them on their way of becoming his child. Now, 4. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. You see, we know that mankind can kill the body. That's being done all over, everywhere. A lot of it right here in our own country. But you see, there's nothing else they can do. Now, if you are a child of God, you don't have to fear death. Because, you see, the only thing they're going to be able to get rid of is the body. Because the spirit will go on, you will go on to be with the Lord. And we're told that in his word. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, 5. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And that's the Lord our God. He's the only one with that kind of power. But not only does he kill the body, he can throw you, that spirit you, into hell. And you know where you'll go from there. You'll go with hell, Satan and his angels, into that lake of fire that will burn forever then the worm never dies and never no way out. 6. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 fatherlings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. The hair of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. 8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Now you see, he's worded that just a little different from Matthew and Mark. Because they left out the angels, and they just say that they will also confess you before God. Now, we know the angels are all around God all the time anyway. So they're bound to hear it. Now, man, but he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. So we need to be very, very, very careful. And we've got one sin coming up here that you don't never want to commit. You need to walk very careful of it. Here in 10. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. The blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is unforgivable. That word blaspheme means to reject, to deny his existence, or to curse. Those are things you don't want to do when it comes to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 11. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. And we know that there is a day coming for us where you will be arrested and taken before leaders to be questioned and all, just because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told us here not to think about how we'll answer them or what to say. 12. Because for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. He'll let you know what to speak to them and what to answer them. Now, 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. 14. When Jesus saith unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? 15. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. You see, we don't have to have a lot of things. Just those things that are needful to sustain us in our lives while we are on this journey here on the earth. Because we are to be seeking our inheritance and our rewards laid up in heaven. Now, 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, Shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You see, he thinks he's got it made. He's got plenty, for years even. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? All these things you're going on about, someone else is going to have them because you're not going to be here. 21. So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. That's where our riches are to be. And the only way we get that is to walk in obedience of his word, doing according to his wish, his will, and his way. Now, And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. You see, once you become that born-again child of the living God, which you must do, you must become that. Because without becoming a born-again child of God, you'll never make heaven your home. We're told that. We'll be getting into that later on in the study as we continue on down the road. Now, 23. The life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment, or in other words, clothing. 24. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? 25. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And you can't, you know this. Now, 26. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Now, 27. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. 28. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? You see, that's what it all comes down to. It's your faith. Who is your faith in? And how great is that faith? You know, is your faith in yourself? Or is it in the Lord Jesus Christ, an Almighty God? Now, he goes on to tell you just what I was telling you there, 28. If then God shall clothe the grass which is today in the field, tomorrow cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? You see, the reason God is not taking care of us is because of our little faith. Now, and seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Don't worry about these things. These are things that we are not supposed to worry about. God will see that there is a way made for us to have the things that we need. Not things we may want, but things that we need. 29. And seek not what ye shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. 30. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. He knows you need clothing. He knows you need food. And he'll make a way for you to have that. Now, and you see, he goes on and tells you here in 31, but rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. Why should we seek the kingdom of God? He tells us, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, when you are seeking the kingdom of God and God, and you are serving him, he will see that these things are there for you. 32. Care not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. 33. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no approacheth, neither moth corrupt. You see, when we lay our treasures up in heaven, there is nothing that can bother us. Now, 34. And the reason we need to lay these things up in heaven is here in verse 34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And when we look around out here in this world, those that have great wealth, where is their heart? It's not on God. You will find very few that has great wealth ever step through a church door. They have other things on their mind. I can't go to church this Sunday because I've got a golf game to go to. I've got other things I've got to do. You see, that is not going to work when we stand before the Lord God. Now, 35. Jesus is telling you and I here, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. 36. And ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. We are to always be waiting upon the Lord our God for him to speak to us, for him to give us something to do, because he's always got something for you and I to work at. 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. You see, we are to be watching and waiting for him to guide our paths, to guide our way, to guide our lives, and to use us as long as we are here on this earth to help others to stand in need of help. Now, Verse 38. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so blessed are those servants. They are so blessed. 39. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. We never know when he's coming for us, just as he was telling that rich man earlier in this chapter, that had so much he was going to have to tear his barns down, build bigger barns. He told him. What did he tell him? Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. He didn't need any of it, did he? What he needed was the Lord God. And that's what you and I need. The Lord God. We don't need all the junk here on this earth that we think we need. But we need to be about the work of the Lord. Now, 41. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? You see, they thought he was speaking a parable to them. And they want to know whether it was to them or to all. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Now, you want to be blessed by God? Be found doing his work when he comes for us. 44. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But, 45. But, and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken. 46. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And we know what happens to them, the unbelievers. Now, 47. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Uh-oh. Those stripes can come in a lot of different ways. 48. But he that knew not and did not commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. The more you got, the more is going to be asked of you. We have those out there that their mind can only be on money. That's all they can think about is money. I've got to have money. I don't have enough money. I've got to have money. No. You see, what you need that money for, if you had the Lord God, those things would have been taken care of. You still would not need that money. Think about it. Because the Lord, if that was something you needed, the Lord would have seen that you could have had it and you wouldn't have to be worried about the money. Pardon me. Now, oh, pardon me. 49. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? Now, are we already kindling this fire for the Lord to light? Think about it. 50. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? I have a baptism to be baptized with. 51. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. And this is the Lord talking. He didn't come to give us peace. Division. 52. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided three against two and two against three. Your household will even be divided. And we know that for a fact. All of us that are reaching out for God. We have those of our family that want absolutely nothing to do with us. Now, 53. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. 54. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud raise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. 56. 56. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern the sin? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? We are to judge a lot of things, whether they are right or wrong. And if it's something we don't know, we go to God's word to find out about it. Now, 58. When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. And that's the way things work when we have to, when we are pulled into court. 59. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. You see, that time will come to where our judge is coming and will come for the church, and he will take those that are ready, those that are right, out of this world. And those that have died will raise first. And those that are still living will go and meet him in the air. And all of those that are not ready will be left back here with all these unbelievers here on this earth and will be lost. Think about this. Oh, well, yeah, but we also, because you see, then you got the rest of tribulation to go through. Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of people saved during the tribulation. No, I'm sorry. There's not. Yes, they will be some saved. But they'll not be from us. They are of God's people, the Jews. 144,000 of them. 12,000 from each tribe. 12 times 12 is 144. The Word tells you this. And we'll be getting into it. We'll be covering all. Now, we've come to the end of chapter 12 and our morning study. So, let us go to the Father in prayer. And I want to thank everyone that is with us for our study. Pray that you have learned something and got a hold of something that will help you not only through just this day, but through life. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word now, we are thankful, Father, for this word that you've kept for us down through the years. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, Jerusalem, Israel, we pray for them to have peace, Father. But more than that, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world. We know that there are a lot of them, and a lot of them are walking in places of high risk, that where if they're caught, will mean prison and death. We know that that's already going on in a lot of places in the world, Father. And it's all just because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in in your word that it would be. Because those that are unbelievers wants to make life most miserable for those that will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, this land in which we live, right now, you know the shape that this land is in, and you know why, and you know who. Father, we're asking you to help us to come together and remove those that are setting evil in leadership places and fill those places, Father, with those that are yours, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves your church and your people, and love this nation, and will work with us to help us to bring this nation to repentance so it can be saved, Father, and back upon the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I'm praying now for those that is always here with me, joining in this ministry, Father, each and every one of them. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy's son Jacob, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for James Taylor, for myself, and for all of our families, Father, because we all have family members that are not walking rightly. May the Holy Spirit work within our families. Help us, Father, to lead them from darkness to light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they too, Father, can repent and be saved and make their heaven, make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate for this day, use us. Let us each one speak to someone else today about the Lord Jesus, to see if we can't get some more to join us in this study and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are so thankful for what the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit has done for us. Now, Father, keep us in health, keep us safe through this day, and bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Father, and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great, great, great day. Bye-bye now.